day 20 of 40 days with Jesus. Our thoughts are based on work done by Dave Smith for this series. Today we reach this moment when Thomas gets his nickname, Doubting Thomas. John chapter 20, verses 24 to 25. We read about the time when the disciples went to Thomas and said, "We've seen the Lord." And Thomas was a bit skeptical, perhaps, a bit doubting. But ever since that moment, he's had this label, Doubting Thomas. It might have been the first time he ever doubted Jesus. He'd clearly been one of the 12, had followed Jesus right through to the end, the 3 years of following him. He'd been there during the arrest and crucifixion. And now he comes to this point where Jesus has appeared to the others, but not to him. And he says, verse 24, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger where the nails were and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." Was Thomas feeling guilty about not showing up at the previous meeting? Or was there just this sense that this was such a personal thing that he had to encounter it for himself? He wasn't going to believe in the resurrection based on what others had told him. He wanted first-hand, visible proof that Jesus was alive. Now that I think this comes out of a place of honesty rather than unbelief and cynicism. After all, he had travelled with Jesus and seen all the amazing things he'd done and heard all the words that he'd said. But Thomas needed to see it for himself. And I don't think we should be hard on him or use the label Doubting Thomas to put him down in any sense. Of course, many people have many questions, and for some people it is just cynicism. Maybe it is just to stop believing. Maybe for us sometimes, you know, we have so many questions that actually lead us downwards rather than to the light, to a revelation of what the truth is. And as you go down deeper and deeper, the darker it gets until you get to a point of not being able to find where the truth lies. But I think Thomas was a genuine questioner. I think his questions came out of a place that many of us can relate to. And maybe his doubts help us to find answers as well. Jesus had already reassured his disciples that he was going ahead of them to prepare a place for them. We read that in John chapter 14. And then he says these words in verse 4, "You know the way to the place where I'm going." And it was Thomas who said, out of honesty, out of a desire to find us an answer, "Lord, we don't know where you're going, so how can we know the way?" And to that honest question, Jesus makes maybe the most important self-declaration. "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." What if Thomas hadn't asked that question? What if he'd kept quiet like all the others, not wanting to ask the obvious? But Thomas was happy to, because he knew that this was the most important person he'd ever encountered and the most important answer he would need in his life. How can we know the way? Unless I see, unless I'm there, unless I encounter Jesus. I wonder if you have any doubts today. Express those doubts. Bring those doubts to God. And he will show you that he is the way, the truth, and the life. And that you can find life by coming to him and experiencing the resurrected Jesus. Let's pray. God, I thank you for always being gracious and patient with me, even in my moments of unbelief, with all the questions that I ask you. I bring to you every question and doubt that I'm holding in my heart about you, about faith, about this current situation we're in, about the future, and I offer it up to you, knowing that you are with me and that nothing separates me from your love. In my circumstances that I cannot understand, in those that have caused me to question your goodness and sovereignty, I ask that your peace that surpasses all understanding would guard my heart and my mind today. Amen.